Daniel. Chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar, and the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing, and had understanding of the vision. In those days I Daniel was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, neither came meat nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hidekel, then I lifted up my eyes, and looked, and behold a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as torches of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished bronze, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I Daniel alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great trembling fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone, and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my vigor was turned in me into ruin, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, with my face toward the ground. And, behold, a hand touched me, which made me tremble upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto you, and stand upright, for unto you am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand, and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but, lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what shall befall your people in the latter days, for the vision is for many days yet to come. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb. And, behold, one in the likeness of the sons of men touched my lips, then I opened my mouth, and spoke, and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, because of the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. For how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remained no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Then there came again and touched me one having the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me, and said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto you, be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then said he, Know you why I come unto you? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that upholds me in these things, but Michael your prince,